Home City, the good news station.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The American people deserve to be heard on this matter. That's the fairest and most reasonable approach today. Voters have already begun to choose the next president, who in turn will nominate the next Supreme Court justice. It's an important decision.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell defends the decision to ignore the president's expected Supreme Court nomination. Meanwhile, Senate Democratic Leader Terry Reid expects President Obama to nominate a new Supreme Court justice in the next couple of weeks.
We have a constitutional duty to do our jobs, and that duty is to give advice and consent to the president when he sends a nomination up here.
A vacancy on the high court came about with the recent death of veteran conservative Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Republican leaders are refusing to consider any Supreme Court nomination from President Obama during his last year in office. Reid accused Republicans of continuing a pattern of partisan obstruction. This is USA Radio.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, is very concerned that now the U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to the law in New Jersey that prohibited counselors from practicing change therapy, what impact that'll have on the future. The Liberty Counsel represented a number of clients that benefited from the counseling that sought to control their homosexual attractions.
Some of these individuals were sexually molested when they were young and consequently developed these unwanted attractions. It happens frequently when a young boy is sexually molested. That young boy oftentimes develops these unwanted attractions and wants to abuse some other individual boy in the same way that he was abused.
The case the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear involved a client of the Liberty Counsel that sought to continue the change therapy counseling so he could live his life according to the dictates of his conscience, religious beliefs, and the values he tried to maintain. For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded women's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Plane returned to the skies. More on that from USA's Tammy Rose.
The Solar Impulse 2 smashed the record for the longest solar-powered solo flight last summer, with a flight from Japan to Hawaii. But overheating batteries forced the plane to stop its attempt to fly around the world. The plane was flown for about 90 minutes, giving the test pilot a chance to perform maintenance checks and ensure that newly installed technology was functioning as it should. If everything goes as planned, the Solar Impulse 2 will continue its attempt to fly around the world on solar power at the end of April. I'm Tammy Rose.
And the Centers for Disease Control is warning people about eating raw vegetables. In fact, healthy foods are dominating the new warning list out today. Alfalfa sprouts, organic shakes, salads, and cucumbers are all linked to E. coli, salmonella, and listeria right now in some parts of the country. Check with the CDC for specifics. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good news and shoes. Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, everyday, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Well, they'll play the, it'll play it. Just make sure I can hear it.
Can you hear it?
Is it playing?
It's over.
My intro is over?
It's over.
Wait a minute. Wait. Am I supposed to start this program now?
You are permitted to start the program.
Am I live right now?
Yes, sir.
See,
you are live.
Our producer extraordinaire here. See, they have, what happens is, those of you that have not heard, there's supposed to be a disclaimer that comes on at the beginning of the show because I'm a securities rep, which means I'm licensed for stocks, bonds, mutual funds, stuff like that. And in order to do that, you'll always hear a disclaimer if one of those people like me is licensed. If they're not licensed, they don't have to say anything. They can do whatever they want. So I've often said to people when they read the newspaper and they see these ads for whatever it is, look at the very bottom of the newspaper. If it doesn't say securities offered through XYZ broker dealer and SIPC and FINRA, then they're probably not a licensed securities rep. Because everything that licensed securities reps do has to go through compliance. Like every one of my shows, I have to record them and send them to my home office, and the poor people have to listen to this whole show.
All over again?
All over, and I feel sorry for them because sometimes I talk business for 2 minutes out of the whole show, but they have to listen to the whole show.
Yeah, we're on that 2 minutes right now.
What's that mean?
Well, you just said you have to talk 2 minutes of business.
So I've already talked 2 minutes?
I think, yeah, you have.
1-888-221-8990. This is Joe Martech. This is the Team Martech Hour. And Joe Martech is a financial advisor. I'm also called a stockbroker, a securities principal, which simply means lots of licenses. But starting prior to 2004, I decided to start doing these radio shows. And in order to do them, if you're a credible professional, you will align yourself with other credible professionals. So the first three members of the team were Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, big word, independent, Greg Fasula, attorney. Because what happens? Well, one of the first things I do when I go see a new suspect or prospect is I ask them if they're ready to die. Now, you Christians out there that are listening, there's a double-edged sword here. One, have you made your peace with God, with Jesus? And the other one is, have you done a will or a trust? Now, if Greg Fasula, attorney, was here, he said, Joe, you're not supposed to say it that way. What you're supposed to say is, have you done your estate planning? Now, those of you that when we hear that word estate, we usually think that means a lot of stuff, but your estate could be a pack of gum. I mean, if you don't have anything, that is your estate when you die. If you don't have a will or a trust, that pack of gum could be a problem. I'm kidding about that, but literally, if you don't have a will or a trust, things can go through the court system and could take 6 months to a year, and it could cost the rightful heirs quite a bit of money. So having a will or a trust is one of the first things I do when I talk to a new prospect or suspect, because I feel it's somewhat my responsibility to stir the pot to get people organized. So there becomes an attorney, because I don't do such things. And the only ones that I think should do these things, in my opinion, are attorneys. So there's lots and lots and lots and lots of attorneys. So I had to find an attorney, in my opinion, number one, that wasn't expensive, that didn't gouge people. Can you imagine that an attorney would ever do such a thing?
No, I can't believe
it. I knew that. It'd be kind of a miracle to find one that's too expensive, right? I mean, somebody's got to make those Mercedes payments and sometimes a Rolls Royce payment.
Yeah.
I mean, but,
or waterfront property.
But so the key thing was finding an attorney that wasn't going to gouge people was one. But more importantly, or maybe not more importantly, One, he had to be honest. I had to have somebody with high integrity. And, you know, it's all kinds of jokes, and we've all heard them. You know, honest politician, honest attorney, you know, oxymoron. But the truth is, there's a whole bunch of good people out there, but I wanted to find one that was also user-friendly. User-friendly means he wasn't arrogant, wasn't pretentious, was a good listener, a nice person. And Greg Fasula, who I've known for over 20 years, I'm guessing, we don't know, but it's been a good while, is probably the only attorney in the whole world that I know personally that I'd like to have as a next-door neighbor, because he's just a flat good guy, and he helps people, and he's just got a good heart, and he's a good guy. So he and Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, which was another person that was critical at the time, because those of you that have lived in Florida since 1992 when Hurricane Andrew hit, and Andrew ripped through Dade County, caused millions and millions of dollars worth of damage, but it also put 10 or 13 insurance companies out of business. Now, those of you that don't know, an insurance company that's admitted to do business in the state of Florida, you basically have the state as your partner, because how many of us can actually read an insurance contract and understand it? So the state paid every claim for those companies that went bust. But what did happen was, a lot of the companies out there after Andrew decided that they didn't want so much business in Florida. So they would non-renew people or double their premiums. I mean, all kinds of stuff that made people unhappy. And if you worked for one insurance company and you all of a sudden lost half of your business, made half of your clients upset, that was not a pretty picture. So the independent insurance agent, he doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the client, and he may have 10, 20, 30, 40 companies. He may have two, but finding that premier independent insurance agent, and Dan Warren, in my humble opinion, is that man. He's 37 years in business right here in Port St. Lucie. And Dan is just a fine, good, solid citizen. And underneath his umbrella of companies, and not all homeowners are car insurance, but he's got just under 100 companies. But in order to do that, you have to have a really big business, big book of business, and you're handling a lot of different clients. So Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Greg Fasula, and Joe Martek started doing these radio shows. So their job basically was to save people money and take care of legal things, and my job was to make them money. Then over a period of time, we had to add other members to the team because other subjects would come up. One of the big ones, Vince Rosino, CPA, not only a CPA, a forensic CPA, which means he's a recognized court expert witness. The tax code is only 70,000 pages and it changes constantly. They always, quote, simplify it, so much for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody that can answer questions, and probably once a week or once every other week, I call Vince up because a question comes up from a client of mine that I don't know the answer to, and it's his job to help people. And Vince, just a spectacular person.
I think I better call him this week. I have one on my taxes from last year that I got a notice on, and I'm kind of concerned that I'm not sure the people doing them are going to understand what to do about it.
Well, that's why you have a CPA. See, now, CPAs are just not, you know, and I don't mean to beleg anybody down the street that does taxes, but a lot of people that do taxes, they may have gone and sat through 2 or 3 hours worth of classes. They didn't go to school to become a CPA and have to pass exams and stuff. And a CPA, when they sign their name on a document, they have liability also. They're a higher level of professional. So he was a critical member. Then those of you that have lived in Florida for a period of time have watched the real estate and mortgage business go through one convulsion after another. So Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, who I've known since 1980, who's been in the real estate business since 1978, is probably the hardest, working person alive. She's only got two speeds. She's either working or asleep, I swear, but the girl knows her stuff. And she just does a great, you couldn't make her lie if you tried, but anybody that's looking to buy or sell, she'll tell you the straight skinny, and she'll let you know what things are worth and what your options are. I mean, she knows the ins and out of every street in these two counties, Martin and St. Lucie County. And then Mike Polis, mortgage broker. And they kind of flow hand in glove. Here's what's happened. And we've all heard and read that just a few short months or years ago, mortgages were hard to come by. Well, they were never impossible, but they were a whole lot harder because prior to the Great Recession, we used to joke and say, if you fogged a mirror, you could get a mortgage. Then all of a sudden, the government got in trouble. Mortgage companies were in trouble. The whole shakedown of the recession caused major upheaval in the banking industry. And the mortgage business changed, and it got to the point where basically what you had to do, you had to qualify for a mortgage. Can you believe that? You had to prove that
that's,
you could.
That's amazing. I must have been the only person that didn't qualify for one during that period.
Well, the key was, back then, it didn't take much to qualify. But now, you have to prove that you can afford it. I mean, this is back to the old rules. And then you have to put money down, but not always. As an example, there's a USDA mortgage program, United States Department of Agriculture, that basically says, if you qualify, no money down. Zippo, nothing. Not a dime, out of pocket. Now, not everybody can qualify for it. It isn't based on credit. It's based on a couple of things. One, you have to have decent credit, but you can't make too much money and you can't make too little money. They have their criteria. Then you can go into a VA mortgage, which is no money down, or an FHA mortgage, which is as little as 3.5% down. There's all kinds of different mortgages available, and that business has changed dramatically, and I mean dramatically, since 08, just tremendously. And those of you that don't know, which is probably one person alive, interest rates for mortgages today are in the 3%. I mean, you know, 3%, I mean, we used to think that if we could get a 10% loan, we were really doing well. Now, a 3.5% or 3.75% or 4%, that's pretty much the norm for a conventional, for a mortgage. So that's a really, really great interest rate. So anybody that's thinking about buying, the value of real estate, by the way, has gone up considerably in the last year, but the interest rates have stayed low. So anybody that already owns a piece that hasn't refinanced, that's one of the things they should check out and see what their options are, because the mortgage business today is pretty much user-friendly. And what Mike does that you don't get if you walk into the bank, you call Mike, Mike talks to you on the phone, he'll actually run a credit check and do all kinds of stuff with you on the phone. And in 15 minutes, you'll find out what you can qualify for if you can. And if you can't, he'll also work with you to get cleaned up, and it might take 6 months or a year to get you ready so you can actually go out and buy something. Anyway, the rule that we look at is that if you're going to go buy a piece of real estate, you should get pre-qualified so you know what you can afford and if you can afford. There's nothing like going out and find something you think you want to buy and then getting turned down. So it's nice to know ahead of time. So again, the group is made up of Joe Martek, financial advisor, Vince Rosino, CPA, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Greg Fasula, attorney, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, realtor, and Mike Polis, mortgage broker. So the game plan is very simple. We're here either to save you money or make you money. And I'm sitting here by myself with Connie. Connie's sitting here, but two of us are just been abandoned by everybody.
Right? I know. It's just
heart-wrenching. Our feelings hurt, you know. We are just crying over here like crazy. If you can't hear it, you can see us bleeding. Anyway, call us up 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Any questions you might have to do with any of these subjects? I mean, I've got a working knowledge of most of this stuff, and we've helped lots and lots of people, and we thank God every day that we can.
So I'll tell you the truth, Joe. I think my first two phone calls today were for you.
There you go.
In the morning, people were calling hours ago for you.
So what'd you do with those phone calls?
I told them your new office number.
There you go.
And you're located in Palm City, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we moved after 7 years being on US 1 in Stewart. I got upset with my landlord because they wanted to, you know, you ever get a case of the ain't fairs? I know you do. You get an ain't fair. You know, and life has got things that it doesn't maybe cost you a lot of money, but it ain't fair. You know, you just get upset and it just festers. Well, my landlord came up and said, we want a $250 additional phone deposit after 7 years of being in that same place. And I thought, what? So I just kind of got the ain't fair. So we decided to move to the Palm City Law Building, which is right on, after you come across the Palm City Bridge, it's that three-story building you're looking at right on the water, after you come over from Stewart.
I'm sure you really suffer with that view all day long, too.
Yeah. You know, poor Nikki, she has to look at the river and stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness. I do feel bad for her. I'll have to come by and see her someday.
You need to come by. Yeah,
the palm tree
she
there.
She really upsets her.
I'm sure.
Anyway, yeah, we really are happy that we made the move. Anyway, anybody's got questions? 888. Write this phone number down, class. I mean, that's what we're here to do. We're here to help people. 888. This is, by the way, toll-free from any place. 1-888-221-8990. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit today about different things that come up regularly. So let's just talk about individual retirement accounts for a minute. Now, most people have heard these things called an IRA, but the government has certain rules. Now, the rules are these. If you're under a certain age, the most you can put in is $5,500 a year into this, and then you don't pay tax on that money, and you can deduct it from your income. And when you officially get old, as far as the government's concerned, you turn 59 and one half, the government says you can now start taking the money out, and you would be subject to tax, but there'd be no penalty. If you take money out prior to age 59 and a half, you have a 10% penalty, plus you have whatever the tax is, you're supposed to pay that on top of it. Then, when you turn 70 and one half, if you haven't died, government says, if you haven't taken money out of this IRA, now you're supposed to start taking it. So they have different rules. Now, the other side of the coin, something that most people don't think about, when you turn 70 and one half, back again, this is, you haven't died yet, they have what's called an RMD, required minimum distribution. The government decides you have to take out a certain percentage of whatever's in that account every year. And as you get older, you have to keep taking a higher percentage out. And when you turn 115, they want you to take your last dollar.
At 115?
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Wow. Yeah.
No, but you start off, you roughly take out 4% the first year. When you turn 90, they want you to take out 10% of the account. So it just keeps going up a little bit every year, the percentage you have to take out and add it to your taxable income. Now, a lot of people that are retired, they don't have a taxable income, so it's not a big problem. Which leads me to the other kind of IRA, individual retirement account, called a Roth, R-O-T-H. Now, the Roth IRA is relatively new. It's been a few years now. But basically, it says this. You're allowed to put this 55, and you can be more if you're older. You can put it up to 6,500 a year, but let's just say around 6,000 a year. And you pay tax on that money or put it on your taxable income. And then when you officially get old, you can start taking the money out, but there's no tax on that portion or any of the growth. So let's say you put in $10,000 into a Roth, and now it's worth $100,000. You can take the whole $100,000 out tax-free. So it does have certain benefits for certain people. When you look forward, figure what's my income going to be when I officially get old, sometimes that Roth IRA is more flexible because you don't have any tax on it. So different people, some people end up with both, and that's okay too. Which leads me to another subject, which means if you have an individual retirement account, I don't know who it's with or who's holding it. Usually that's called a custodian. You can transfer it from one custodian to another. So the custodian could be the bank, any bank, and you say, hey, I don't want the bank to hold it anymore because the bank's only paying me 0.5% or 1% or 0.25%, but I'm going to transfer it over to Joe Martek's brokerage firm because he has these notes that are paying 5% and 6%, and I like the idea of getting 5% or 6% better than 0.5% or 0.25%. And that's called a tax-free exchange. It's called a direct transfer. And as long as you don't put the money in your pocket, you can move it from point A, wherever it is, to point B, wherever you want the new one. It's still your account. You control it. And you can move that pretty often, pretty much as often as you want, from one custodian to another. And some people do. And if they get a better deal someplace. I know people that years ago when CDs were paying a lot of money,
I remember that was the big thing back in the 90s.
Yeah, they would go from one bank to another to pick up an extra quarter of a point, and they could roll it over from one bank to the other one. And remember, sometimes banks pay you a bonus if you move. You know, sometimes you get a thing in the mail that says, hey, we'll give you $500 if you transfer or do something for us. So there's all kinds of reasons where people might make these transfers. But each time, if you don't put any money in your pocket, there's no tax. So rollovers, transfers, that's how that works. Which leads me to a 401k. 401ks are usually retirement programs established by an employer. And the employer says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to allow you to take a portion of your paycheck, and every paycheck or as often as you want, and put it into this savings plan. And that savings plan is going to be managed by X. And inside that savings plan, there will be X number of options for how the money can be invested. And you're supposed to be counseled and explained to how that works. Sometimes the employer will say, we'll match 2% or 3%. Let's say you make $50,000 a year and you can put $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 a year. But the employer might say, the first $2,000 you put in, we'll match it. So we're going to give you, you put in two, we'll put in two. That's called 100% return the first year. Such a deal, right?
Well, sounds good.
It is good. It is good. So everybody that's got a 401k, the most important part is any portion being matched? And if it is, that definitely becomes the least amount of money you want to put in. Because if they're going to match 2% or 3% of your pay, 100% return that year, then after that, you may or may not want to have it invested in a 401k. You can put it into something else. But the truth is, 401ks are a real, real, real good vehicle if your employer matches a portion, some or all, of what you put in. Then it's basically the same rules. One caveat. Let's say you work for that company until you're 50, and then you leave that company. Well, now you no longer can contribute to that 401k because that's controlled by the employer. But now you can roll that out of the 401k into an IRA, an individual retirement account, which you would control. And I've seen people with $1 million in an IRA because they saved all this money over the years with their employer and it became a really, really big account. And how it's managed and how it's invested, all of those things become things to learn. So the 401k can be rolled over from company A to company B or from custodian A to custodian B. The IRAs can do the same thing. And then there's all kinds of rules about how much you contribute and how old and spousal benefits. Each individual person, when I meet with a new suspect or prospect, normally we sit down and look for goals and what you're trying to accomplish. And then see how we can arrive at that goal. And let's just say you're not so young. You're 70 years old, you're retired, and you need another $1,500 or $2,000 a month to supplement your Social Security or pension. Well, we have to look at how much money you've got, where we can invest it, and how much risk is involved to see if we can accomplish your goal. Which leads me to one of my more favorite subjects. And by the way, this is a good time to call, because it's just me and Connie here. We're sitting here.
Yeah, I have a question about that.
If you
work for a company, mm-hmm, and on your day off, they send out a notice that everybody has to sign up for one of these, and you're not informed of it, can they automatically sign you up without you signing something?
No. 401ks, this is a voluntary thing.
Okay, if they do anyway? And then you call the number that they give you, and then you tell them to remove it, and they continue to do it.
I doubt it. It's a lack of communication there. There's somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, left hand and right hand. There's a problem. If you go to work for a company, and they automatically put you in a 401k, and they automatically take money out of your paycheck and put it in there, it's your money. One. Two. Probably when you started working there, you signed some kind of employment agreement, and it said that in there in the fine print someplace that was what's going to happen. Not everybody reads this stuff or understands it.
Well, what if it happened several years down the road? Would that typically be something they'd put in your workbook? Now, this is a company I worked for many years ago.
Right.
And they did that one time when I wasn't even at work, and I don't remember reading anything about that in the manuals.
Remembering is the magic word. again, what you might have signed, but you could go back to the employer and say, hey, what did I sign that gave you authority to do that? And they, by law, they've got to give that information to you to show you what happened. In other words, people just can't take your money and do whatever they want with it without your permission. And it is your money. You earned it. And if you turn them into the state, they're in deep trouble because that's against the law. Taking, hey, anybody takes your money and does whatever they want with it, I like them. Because you're a rich woman, Connie. You know, we'll just take all your money. No. But I'm trying to say is that almost always if these circumstances occur, and very often I've heard people have complaints with their 401ks and the administrators, but usually it's somebody that is now doing their job is not doing their job. They're making a mistake. So you've got to stir the pot or get somebody else involved to go help stir the pot to get it straightened out. And sometimes it takes us a month or two to get things straightened out, and it doesn't always happen overnight. But we do that all the time. I mean, you know, that becomes a normal part of business for us is straightening out these problems with 401ks or IRAs or custodians. In fact, I'm going down tomorrow. Got a client that's retired, and I met with the family over the weekend, and she got an IRA, and she's having problems communicating with the people that are holding the money. So we're going to undo the problem.
Undo the problem.
I'm going to go with her.
What we have here is a failure to communicate, as was quoted often.
Yes. And what happens is very often, a lot of people in any business, they use what's called industry words. Industry words, they may know what they're talking about, but us sitting on the other side of the desk, they don't have a clue what they're talking about because they're using words that we never learned in school or at home or any place. They're industry words. So I try as seldom as possible to use industry words. And if I do, I want to explain what that word means. So when you get somebody that doesn't understand, I mean, I've gone with many, many clients to offices that were holding money of theirs and basically had to interpret for them because the person that was communicating was not a good communicator. It doesn't mean that they were bad people. They were just not a good communicator. And some people have a hard time not using words that are special only to that business. They don't change that word. Like the word, like a 401k. I mean, if you don't know what a 401k is, how can you know what it is? You have to be taught that it's a retirement plan where you can take money out of your paycheck sponsored by your employer, and you save that money and you don't pay tax on it while they're deducting it from your pay. And it's got the same rules as the IRA, which means when you turn 59 and a half, you can start taking money out, no penalty. You have to make it subject to tax. And when you turn 70 and one half, almost all retirement plans have the same rules. You're supposed to start taking money whether you like it or not, because the government says, hey, we want you to tax that money or make it subject to tax because we've never taxed it, so now we want it. So that's it. That's how the system works. Which, let me go into another subject. With IRAs, 401ks, almost always, always there should be named beneficiaries. Named beneficiaries. If there's not one, the person that helped you set it up made a mistake. Because the way it works with an IRA, husband and wife, you have an individual retirement account. You can't have partners on it. So let's say, Connie, you and I were married. I mean, you're way too young for me, but right, that's a personal problem.
We'll overlook that
we'll
for
overlook
the moment,
that
just for
and,
sake
and,
of...
And know. Because I'm old, I die. And Connie goes, oh boy. And Joe has this IRA worth $100,000. And Connie's the beneficiary, and because she's my spouse... She inherits that IRA, no tax. It then becomes her IRA. When she starts taking money out of it, she'd have to then make it subject to tax as she takes the money because she's a spouse. Okay? Got it?
Okay.
So no tax, it becomes your IRA. Now, let's say we had two kids. So what we did was I would have the IRA in my name. I'd have you as the first beneficiary, primary. And then I'd have the two kids down as the contingent beneficiaries in case you and I got run over by a truck on the same day. The kids, I know, it happens.
It happens.
The kids can now inherit this IRA. no tax, becomes their IRA, and they would have to take money out of it based on their age and whatever the system was that had already been set up. Got it? So as long as it stays in direct blood, wife, spouse, and that could be your IRA, Connie, and you die and it comes to me as your husband, and then I die, it would then go to the children that are named as beneficiaries. So always, if anybody doesn't do this, they should be shot, meaning the agent, whoever writes it, they should always name beneficiaries.
Well, what if you don't have any children? How does that work?
You name anybody you want. But the rule is it can pass to this blood relative with no tax. It becomes their IRA. But if it's not the spouse or the children, then it's going to be subject to tax immediately.
So if you say you choose a friend, neighbor, or
neighbor,
what about a cousin,
enemy, I don't care who you
niece,
want,
nephew.
They're going to inherit it and they have to pay the tax on it.
Okay, what if they're relatives by, you know, cousins, that type of thing?
Nope, it's got
to be direct.
It's got to be a spouse or children.
Okay.
Anybody else gets it. Now, you can leave it to a charity, which happens quite often, and a charity is not subject to tax, so there's no tax for them. So that very okay. often that very often happens. 1-888-221-8990. So anybody that's got any questions to do with IRAs, 401ks, there's 403Bs, 457s, all of these different things means money is taken from my paycheck while I'm working, and it can put into this retirement account, and the rules are pretty much the same for every one of them. You're not supposed to touch it until you're age 59 and a half, and if you do, you're going to pay a 10% penalty plus the tax. After age 59 and a half, you can take out whatever you want, but it'll be subject to tax. Whatever your ordinary income tax rate is at that time, that's what it would be. And then when you turn 70 and one half, if you haven't taken the money, the government says you now have to start taking it, and they come up with what they call a required minimum distribution, RMD, and they say this is how much you have to take this year, this is how much you have to take next year, and most people set it up so it automatically comes out either monthly, quarterly, or annually so that they comply with the law. Because the penalty, you like this, it's the biggest one I know of in the tax code, 50% penalty.
Wow, that's a lot of penalty. Let me grab that
50%. Call. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. So anybody wants to give a call and got questions on IRAs, 401ks, or any kind of savings plan, give us a call. 888-221-8990. Remember, I'm Joe Martek. So, back again. We're talking. Actually, I got a caller here, and I'm going to take this call. Because if I don't, the thing will keep buzzing like you're hearing, and that's I better do it. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Oh, hi, Joe. I work for a company, and they take out for my IRA, or I mean the 401k.
Right.
And they take out, I believe, 6%, but they only match 5%. And I was looking at another employment that they, if I put in 2%, they match that and give me 9% free. And they both pay the same. I'm just not certain which.
Now, let me ask you this again. Now, I understand the 401k, and they're going to match. Uh-huh. This one particular company will match 5%, you said, right?
Yes.
So you put in $1,000, and let's say that's 5% of your pay. They'll put in $1,000, so you got 100% return on that match, which is a great deal, right?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Then the money can be invested in any number of different investments depending on the 401k contract. So that's the first one.
That's correct.
Now explain the second one to me again.
The second one is with the county.
Okay.
And I put in 2%. If I put in 2%, they will match it.
Right.
And also they will give me 9% for nothing.
So what they'll say is you can put in up to 9% of your paycheck.
No.
Right?
No, all I have to put in is 2%, and they will match that, and then they just go ahead and give you 9% anyway.
So they'll give you an extra 7% on top of that?
I think an extra 9% on top of that.
Of their money. So let's just do this.
Yes.
You put in $1,000, they put in $1,000, but then on top of that, they're going to give you another $7,000?
That's correct. I know other people that work there and have worked there years in the past, and that's exactly what they do. And I
like it. I like it a lot. I mean, well, what that's called you know what that is? That's called the greatest deal in the world. I put in $2,000 and somebody gives me $9,000. You know, that's a home run.
So the little few dollars extra that I would make less in a salary would definitely be made up by.
I'm telling you what. Think about this. And if it's if you made, let's say, $50,000 a year, and you only put in 2%, which would be $1,000, right?
Yes.
And they put in $9,000, right?
Right.
I mean, are we seeing a problem here? No. Do we like this? Yes. When can I go to work for these people?
Okay, well, you know, humans, they get in a comfort zone and a rut of doing the same thing. We're creatures of habit. So the change is not always, however, I've...
Well, you have to be concerned about this. How old a man are you?
I'm 50.
Okay, so you've got a ways to go yet to work. So now the next question is, you're very secure in the job you've got now?
Yes, and I've worked from another company to go in and subcontract from the other company. So everyone knows me there at the county, and I have letters of recommendation from them. And they came looking for me, and when they couldn't find me at my old employment, they hired someone else, but they still want me, and I don't know if I'm secure there, too. They don't let people go.
I'm telling you what, I'm having a hard time. As long as you can do the job, and you know the job.
Absolutely.
Okay, then you don't.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's as long as, you know, unless there's killers in there that want to beat you in the head every day, I'm having
No.
That's what I'm saying. This sounds like a really, really wonderful opportunity.
I want to ask somebody that knows more about it, because really, when it comes to all the taxes and things, I have friends and I ask friends, but hearing it from someone, you know, sometimes that's just outside of your circle helps.
Well, there's
I appreciate that.
You and I both know that the neighbors and friends and relatives know everything, but you can't always trust them. So,
well, but we'd like to.
Of course. But the only other side of the coin, what you might do if you get information and actually get it in writing, you call back the radio station and I could have you fax it or email it to me, and I could take a look at it real quick and make sure we're both on the same page and you understand it the way I would understand it. And I'd be glad to help you. Good. But it sounds like a great opportunity.
I'm certain that I'm giving you the correct information. I've went over it and went over it and went over it. I just, in the long run, you know, making the less monies every week, which I can tweak a few things and make that work till the monies are there in the future.
Right. Well, you're also going to come in at a certain level, and you got 15 more years, let's say, to work. So I'm assuming you get raises or promotions or something during that period of time.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Anyway, I would certainly wear that hat pretty tight, and I would be looking at it really strong, because if I put in $1,000 and they put in $9,000, I am one happy camper. That means I just got, that's a great return.
Well, I agree. It's just you know, I'm okay where I'm at. They're happy to have me. I'm happy to be here. And I feel bad leaving a gaping hole in the company if I leave, but I suppose they survived before I came here. So.
I'm just saying, I think one of the things that happens, and I know you're not a kid anymore, that when we were 16, we knew everything, and as we kept getting older, we realized we weren't quite as smart as we thought we were.
there's so much more to know, and so less time to learn it.
Yep, that's it. But I would definitely, if you've interviewed with them, I would look at them pretty hard.
Oh, I have.
Okay, well then, I vote for you. I mean, I vote for that. It sounds like a good deal to me.
Well, thanks so kindly. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Got another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Oh, hi, Joe. My name is Marie, and I was wondering, because I Googled this, and someone else told me this, that in the event of a divorce, a spouse is privy to 50% of any money that you have in the IRA account. Is that true?
Well, here's what happens. let's just, there's all kinds of rules when it comes to a divorce, but normally, let's say you and I have been married 10 years. Let's just use this as an example. And during that 10 years, I saved $100,000 in my account, my IRA. The court, right. The court would normally say, because it was done during the course of our marriage. Now, I'm not saying this is 100% true, but normally whatever in Florida is earned or saved in the course of our marriage is normally going to get split 50-50.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm not saying it's 100% right, because now it becomes a negotiation that very often in a divorce, you go through mediation and you negotiate the settlement. But very often the courts, if you're married long enough, they normally say, hey, whatever you earn during the course of your marriage or whatever you save, whatever assets you've come up with, those are shared 50-50. That's not, I'm not saying 100%, but very often that's the system. Okay.
But if those rules don't apply to an employer retirement plan, right?
Well, okay, now they actually can. If you have a vested, meaning vested means you've earned it and it's locked in concrete, that's your money and it's a retirement plan, but you can't take it until a certain age. And
all right.
The court might decide that because that was earned during the course of the marriage, that a portion of that retirement plan might go to your divorced spouse.
Okay.
So, I mean, here comes attorneys. I'm not an attorney on this, but let me just tell you, I've had some experience on this, but Florida is pretty simple. If you're married 10 years or longer, I'm giving you, this is not 100%. Whatever you earn during the course of your marriage is to be split 50-50. Or whatever, whatever assets. So could be a retirement plan, a 401k plan. It could be an IRA. It could be a house. Whatever.
Oh, okay. One other quick question. Thank you.
Sure.
Is it better to transfer funds from an IRA into a 401k or transfer retirement funds from a 401k into an IRA in terms of tax benefits?
Well, there is no tax benefit whenever you transfer from one to the other, because that's a tax-free exchange. But I've never heard of money going from an IRA into a 401k. An IRA means it's your account, you're controlling it, you can put it wherever you want. A 401k is controlled by the employer. So they tell you where the money can be invested, how many options it has, and the only way you can be in that 401k is normally to work for that employer. So most people, they might have both a 401k working with their company, but they might have their own retirement account that they establish themselves from another employer or on their own, and they keep that separate. They can invest that in the bank or with somebody like me or in almost any place. But I've never heard of anybody rolling an IRA into a 401k. But very often when you leave an employer, the norm is you take your 401k away from the employer and you put it into an IRA, an individual retirement account. Make sense?
Oh, yeah, because I recently retired and I have both. I have an IRA, and through my employer, I had a 401k. So I haven't done anything with any of the money yet, so I was just wondering how I should do it. So,
well, what you did, you gave Connie your name and number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you off the air, and what we'll do is I'll give you some counsel on that, because normal rules, in fact, some companies make you take the money when you leave them from a 401k and move it out of there. Some will let you keep it there, but if it's not invested where it should be, it may not be doing the right job for you. So you need to get a little education, okay, which is what I offer.
Okay, thanks.
All righty.
All right, thank you so much.
I will give you a call, or my office will tomorrow, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, you're welcome, Joe. Thank you.
Bye. 1-888-221-8990. And let's just stay with that subject for just 1 minute. So here I am, I'm retired, and I've got a 401k with my employer, and it's got, I don't care how much money in it, let's just say $100,000, because I like $100,000 numbers. Those are just nice numbers.
That's very nice numbers.
Well, in that 401k, it might say there's 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 different places the money can be invested. But what I can do is roll that 401k out of the employer into an individual retirement account, no tax now, long as I don't put it in my pocket. And now I can invest it in any place that's an approved IRA custodian. That could be the bank, it can be a brokerage firm. There's all kinds of different places it can go, but the options go from 6 or 8 or 10 up to thousands. So then you get what's called a trusted advisor. Funny I should say that.
Yeah.
And then what we do is we look at the goal and we counsel and we try to find out what's the best thing that we can do with that money. And that literally is what we do. Which leads me into my, how much time do we have, Miss Connie?
Well, in 3 minutes, I'm going to start holding up the cards.
So that means 8 minutes.
Yes, 8 minutes.
I can figure that out all by myself.
Yeah, three plus five.
You're hard. I gotta pry this stuff out of you. You know. Yeah. Well, she expects me to know how to add 5 and 3.
Well, I think that's part of your job description.
How to add 5 and 3. That's a little bit over my pay grade, but we'll work on it.
Okay. Trusted advisor.
One of the things that I don't know if anybody is listening, a lot of people don't pay much attention to the stock market.
Well, I was thinking about asking you about that, Joe, because I saw a certain company, and I forget the name, but anyway, I was looking in the paper. My neighbor handed off to me. I always look at the financial. Mm-hmm. Not that I do anything in the financial. I just like to look at it.
Right.
And they were talking about a certain company that went down, and they're thinking maybe people should, you know, go look at that company.
Well, here's what happens. Let's take the stock market. Let's take any one company. And a stock means we own the company. So I don't care if it's General Motors. I don't care if it's Florida Power. If they have stock, it's a publicly traded company. The stock is traded on a stock exchange. And let's just say the stock price today is $10 a share. And there's 1 million shares out there. So it's 1 million times 10, which would be $10 million worth of shares out there that everybody owns. Well, if the company makes lots of money and they keep making more money, the value of those shares normally goes up. Not always, but normally. And sometimes they pay a dividend, meaning as the profits are made by the company, they may send you a check every 3 months in the form of a dividend, which a lot of companies pay a really nice dividend. So that's a good thing. Now, what if that company doesn't start making as much money as they did? The stock prices might go down. So that $10 that I paid might go down to $5. And the dividend might go away totally because they're not making a profit. Last but not least, that company could go bankrupt and I could lose all my money. So how do you know which company to buy? Well, point is, here comes education. Here comes education. And not everybody should buy individual stocks. I mean, there's a lot of different companies out there, but normally the person that buys individual stocks has got some degree of sophistication and they've learned a bit how much risk they can afford to take, because there's also things called stops and limits that might automatically make it sell if certain things happen. Anyway, today, if we look at the stock market, all of 2015, it basically did nothing. Meaning, if you put $100,000 in on January 1st of 2015, on December 31st of 2015, you might have still had $100,000. You might have a little bit less. You might have a little bit more. But the basic broad stock market was flat last year. Now, this year, the basic stock market from January 1st has gone down a good amount. And I expect this year to be another flat year. Why? Well, we have political problems. We have international problems. We have oil problems. There's always going to be problems. But it just seems that right now the market is in somewhat of a flux because even though companies are not doing bad, they're not doing well. And there's a lot of people out there that are working that may have had a better job 10 years ago than they've got today. They might have been making more money. Things are just not back where most people want them to be. That's why we have this political upheaval going on at the same time. So what I've been talking to most people about right now is earning 5 or 6% and put into a holding pattern, because making 5 or 6% without taking undue risk, because instead of getting into common stock where we are owners, we get into what's called a debt instrument. And a debt instrument, I loan Connie $10,000, she would sign a note. And that note would say she would pay me back the $10,000 over a period of time with interest.
Can we do that today?
No.
Oh, okay.
But first you have to have collateral, and that truck is not good enough collateral.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the key is this. debt instruments, major companies, some of the biggest companies in America, some of the best known utilities, have issued these debt instruments, and they're paying 5% and 6% interest. And the good news on these things is they're 100% liquid. That means I can buy it today, I can sell it tomorrow. Now, that's the good news. There's some bad news. You got to pay me. Can you imagine this, working for free?
I can't even imagine.
I am not a philanthropist. I haven't ever even met one. I'm sure there are people out there, but they don't run without my crowd. So literally what happens is I get paid a commission one time when you buy. I charge nothing when you sell. So basically you've got to hang on to these things for 6 months or so to make sure that it's going to pay. But you can sell them at any time. The other side of the coin is, too, some of these have what's called call dates, meaning they want you to take your money and leave. And those are usually out 2 to 4 years from now, so that if you don't cash them in, they have the opportunity to say, take your money and leave us because we're sick and tired of paying you that 5 or 6% because now we can get new people in at 2 or 3% or 4%, and that's what they do. So they have the option to pay you back your money. So anybody wants to get information on that, you call the station, 888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. Connie will take your name and number, and we will get you information. And I'm getting waived two, which means I got two minutes left. Hey, I want to thank the callers here. Those were good questions, and I tell you that one fellow's got that job. If the company's going to not only they're going to match, he can put in 2% and they'll give him a 9% match. I think that is a home run. I want that job myself right now. Yeah,
sounds like a triple.
I like
what do you call it?
It's a home run.
Run when you got the bases loaded.
Yeah, a grand slam.
Grand slam, right? That's it.
No, that's a great deal. But then the other lady who's got an IRA and a 401k, most people when they leave an employer, they roll their 401k into an individual retirement account. So it's no longer controlled by the employer. Anyway, thank you so much for those calls. We appreciate it very much. Anybody that has questions on anything to do with investing, just give us a call, 888-221-8990. And we got one more call. Maybe we got time to get them in. 888-221-8990. Going to get a call here?
Well, we can catch them after the show because we're getting ready to do the 30-second countdown.
You're telling me to quit talking?
Well, no, you keep right on talking, but I'll just pull the button
down.
You'll
just cut me off.
I'll just cut you off. we got another call.
Well, you go ahead and listen, folks. I want to thank you so much for calling, and we're gonna sign off now, and you're gonna hear the end of the show, and Connie can take that phone call, and we will see you hear from you next week. Thank you again. Bye.
Talk for 15 seconds, Joe.
Talk for 15 seconds, Joe. Go ahead and answer the phone.
Okay.
Then you can answer. You can cut me off. Yeah. See, poor Connie. She doesn't do that. Well, guess everybody loves you now, Connie, or loves me, one or the other.
Well, I think they love both of us.
Can I leave
bye
you now?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Next week. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-229-0114.
when it's all been said and done.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO.